Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. All right. Do you know how sports teams and even entertainers, singers, etc., they all have raving fans? People are out there talking about them to their friends. Hey, did you see this? How about that? And I'm a big Eagles fan, Philadelphia Eagles, so I wear my Eagles paraphernalia and jerseys and things. Maybe you're even a raving fan. Like me, maybe you got some team clothing, some hats, assorted paraphernalia, decorating your home. And by the way, the word fan comes from fanatic. All right, which means filled with or expressing excessive zeal. That's pretty cool. How would you like somebody, one of your customers, to be filled with or expressing excessive zeal about you and your business? I hope you do, because that's a good thing. Now, the real question is, does your business have raving fans? Raving fans who turn to you again and again when they need whatever it is that you sell, product or service, and they're also referring you again and again to everybody they know. I mean, that'd be pretty cool, yes? As a business owner or entrepreneur, I'm taking for granted that you know raving fans are the surest and best way to build your business and become wildly profitable. Customers who are raving fans, let's face it, they stay longer. They contribute more to your bottom line. You know that. The question is, do your employees know that? All right. When your business started to grow, if you're like mine and many other entrepreneurial business, you probably started out just yourself, and maybe you still are just yourself. But when you started to grow or are soon about to grow, you'll probably begin hiring virtual assistants, maybe some part-time employees, maybe even full-time staff. Adding staff, it can be the point at which the effort that you've worked on for so long to create raving fans starts to fall short, all right? It's imperative that you take what you know in your head and what you feel in your heart about your customer service. It's important that the relationship that you have with your customers and you transfer all of that information, knowledge, the caring, the spirit, everything, you've got to transfer that into your staff, into your support staff, so that everyone who works for you and has contact with your customers carries the same, you know, mantle of your quality of service, okay? I spent many years in retail, too many to think about, and the one thing that I learned from hiring and training a ton of employees is that your staff, they believe that their job is to help you have a profitable business. And there's nothing wrong with that way of thinking. It's actually very good thinking, as long as it does not come at the expense of over-the-top customer service. What are you talking about, Jim? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Typically, when a situation arises with a customer who has some sort of a problem, maybe one of your products was defective, maybe the turnaround time was too long, or maybe there's just some sort of a complaint. It doesn't matter, but just go with me on this. Anyway, there's a customer who has some sort of a problem. Your staff's reaction will likely be to retreat and protect you and the business, because they almost see the customer who's ticked off as a bad thing for your business. So they want to protect you and your business. So they're going to work to protect the company from being taken advantage of. Their loyalty, again, your staff loyalty is to you, and that may or may not be a good thing. Your staff is going to handle every situation in the way that they think is going to protect your profits. Well, I'm going to protect my owner. I'm going to protect the company. That's the best thing I can do as an employee. But However, this type of thinking, even if with the best of intention, it sets up a conflict between their desire to protect the company and your customer's total satisfaction. All right? When your staff opts to protect your profits, they're really only protecting your short-term profits, okay? No matter what the situation is, when this happens, your customer is going to leave with a sense of really, they're not going to be wowed for sure, and they may even feel a little bit cheated. You know, they may be satisfied. They may feel like the resolution was fair, but they're not going to leave feeling over the top happy with your company. They're not going to leave feeling like they received world-class service, and therefore they're not going to leave a raving fan. Raving fans spend more. Raving fans refer more. You want to create raving fans. All right, so let me talk about what you have to do to help your staff understand this. And what I like to tell people that I coach is you have to empower your support system. Empowerment rocks, okay? If you're running a business with the mindset that you are the boss, so you're entitled to dictate the way every single thing is done in the business, I can assure you, you're not going to grow your business and your profitable will never become as profitable as it can be. Funny thing about attitudes, no matter if they're good or bad, they tend to trickle down. So the way that you treat your employees is exactly the way most likely your employees are going to treat your customers. Treat them well. They're going to treat your customers well. If you're a dictator and you're micromanaging and your employees are going to be, they're going to be working from a position of fear and they're going to be afraid to make a mistake. When that fear comes, it becomes the reaction. To protect your company in every situation with your customers, that fear is going to stagnate your business and it's going to cripple your growth. Instead, I want to challenge you to let your staff know frequently and regularly. Let them know what your expectations are, what you want them to achieve, and then I want you to empower them to figure out the best way to do it. Empowerment does two critically important things. First, it creates job satisfaction. Nobody wants to work in an environment in which everything they do is dictated to them. And they're just going to become robots, and then they're not going to be happy. They're going to leave for the first 20-cent or 50-cent pay raise. Trust me on that one. And you know what? They're humans, folks, and they want to grow and they want to succeed. So give them a little loose rein in order to achieve that. They're going to basically enjoy their jobs more, and that attitude is going to come through loud and clear with every contact that they have with your customers. The second thing empowerment does, and this is really important, the second thing empowerment does is it gives your employees permission to create raving fans out of your customers. Okay? Now, you know, I often relate a lot of customer service stories about my days in the bike shop. I spent almost 20 years working in the bike business. I created raving fans because I provided what I call over-the-top service. I now refer to today in just about every video I do, I call it world-class service, okay? But as the boss, it was my decision to do so. It was my decision to treat my customers in a way like I wanted to be treated, like family, all right? I didn't have to check with anyone. And what I learned was that I have to give my employees the same power to make those same sorts of decisions because it's impossible for me to interact with every customer back then. It's impossible for me to interact with hundreds of clients like I have now. So I have to empower my client support team to do whatever it takes to provide world-class service for my clients. My staff knows my desire to create raving fans from our customer base because I've shown them that's the best way to grow the business and it's the best way to create success for all of us, okay? They know that they don't have to check with me before providing a solution that makes sense for one of our customers in the way that it's going to provide overall world-class service and it's going to create a raving fan. They have my permission to do so. One of the worst things an employee can say in the middle of a heated situation with a client, by the way, in which there's a problem that needs to be resolved is, I'll have to check with my boss. I'll have to get back to you. Company policy, all that stuff. Let me tell you, give you a quick example from the car rental business that went horribly wrong but was saved by an empowered employee, okay? By the way, I share this story in my wildly popular book by the same name as this podcast, Stick Like Glue, on how to create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a quick time out, and then I'm going to tell you that story, and I'm also going to share a strategy that I use to this day to make sure my support team is creating raving fans. All right, we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Okay, so this is the story again about the car rental business. So two vacations arrived at the same car, and upon comparing the contracts, they saw that the agency had indeed rented the same vehicle twice to two different people. They returned to the service desk and explained the situation. Immediately, the agent took action. "Have one of you put your belongings in the car already?" "Yes," one traveler said. So the agent told him, "Go ahead and take the car." The man explained that he saw a non-smoking placard on the dash and specifically rented a car in which he could smoke. The agent's reply, "Feel free to disregard that, sir. I'll redesignate that car and remove the placard when you return." Did the car rental agency save money on this? Probably not. But maybe they didn't need to allow for another smoking allowed car. The traveler who had to wait for another car was treated to an upgrade and extras to make up for the delay. Did the cost of doing all of this, did it cost the rental agency money? Absolutely it did. For that particular contract, for a few days, the company did not get a bump in revenue from the larger car, but they did get something much more valuable. They got a raving fan. In fact, I submit they got two raving fans. So while the upgrade was a perk, the customer was far more impressed with the agent's ability to simply solve the situation, not only immediately, but in a spectacular way, with no further delays, no phone calls, and without having to check with headquarters. The empowered employee created a raving fan, a customer for life, who never rents from anyone else again. All right, let me talk real quickly about a strategy called I Got Your Back. Having your back refers to the customer feeling as though you and your employees have their back, okay? And it also refers to having your back refers to your employees wanting to know that you, as the owner, have their back. All right, so this is where empowerment becomes so critically important and so successful. I have a hard time with that word today. You must empower everyone who comes into contact with your customers, whether they're full-time employees or virtual assistants, to take whatever action is necessary to turn your customers into raving fans. If you're the owner, you tell your employees this: I want you to do whatever it takes so that the customer you're dealing with knows that he or she has received over-the-top, world-class service, that this has been an unbelievably pleasant experience, and it's going to get talked about. When that happens, the customer is going to come back time and time again, and she's going to tell her friends or his friends, and they're going to share the experience with their families, and it's going to produce growth in your business. She's going to refer her colleagues to you, and you guessed it, she's going to become a raving fan of your business. Her lifetime value escalates right along with your profits. You also need to let your staff know, by the way, that you have their backs, again, as I said a minute ago. So no matter what, they have to clearly understand that you've given them permission to act on your behalf in order to provide the solution that they judge is the right one and the one that will make the customer over the top happy. They have to clearly understand that whatever they do to enhance the service experience of your customers, there'll be no repercussions. If that is not clear to them, I guarantee you, folks, I triple guarantee you that they're going to retreat back to a safe position of protecting the company rather than serving your customers. Everyone on my staff knows that I not only empower them, I also expect them to do whatever it takes and use their best judgment to take care of my customers and clients. In any situation, the question that they ask themselves is not what's fair or what's right or wrong, or it's what happened in this situation. My staff knows that the only question they ask themselves is, what do I need to do to handle this situation so my customer leaves completely satisfied, feeling like he or she was delivered a wow experience with this company, so he or she will tell their friends and family about it. Everybody that works for me understands this, and I think I just want to really, really encourage you to make that same transition in your business. When your employees understand that their mission is to answer that type of question, there's hyper clarity about what they need to do to rectify any situation. There won't be a question in their minds as to how to approach it. Again, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. What matters is that you create raving fans for your business. In the long run, that's the most profitable way you are going to grow. There are going to be times, I have to tell you, when your staff will make a choice that goes maybe beyond what you would have offered. It's happened in my business numerous times, but with my total empowerment approach, I am certain at some point it's going to happen to you. However, despite an expense greater than the one I might have come up with had I been in charge or have I been interacting with that customer, I never for one second doubt the empowerment approach. When a poor choice happens, or let me rephrase that, not a poor choice, when someone makes a choice other than what I would have made, here's what I do. I simply have a conversation with that employee. That's all there is to it. It's a conversation. It's not a lecture. It's certainly not a scolding. We talk about different ways to handle the situation that they've encountered, and we talk about other solutions that they should consider in the future. That's all it is. They know I have their backs, and I truly mean it. A part of having their backs, by the way, is absorbing the cost of their mistakes. If I go back on my word about that, my employees are going to, again, retreat to the safer position of being too conservative and afraid that they're going to give away the shop. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm going to give away the store. Jim's going to be mad. You know, when they're too conservative, they're not going to provide over-the-top service. And without raving fans, I can't grow my business and accelerate my profits, and you won't be able to grow your business and accelerate your profits. It takes raving fans. It is simply that simple. If you haven't adopted this approach, be certain to let your employees know tomorrow and every day from now on, however often you talk to them, that they have your permission to do whatever it takes to create raving fans out of your customers. Let me wrap up this episode here with, you know, maybe just a few quick reminders and some action steps. When your business grows to the point of adding staff, it's critical that your employees or virtual assistants understand your mindset regarding customer service, which I hope is that you're going to do whatever it takes to create raving fans. 2, employee loyalty means they're loyal to you, to the boss, to the owner of the company, whatever. Sometimes their natural inclination is to protect the company and protect the bottom line. You need to reshift and retrain that focus. So 3 is empower them. Empower them to do whatever it takes without having to check with the boss, to do whatever it takes to make a decision that's going to favor the employee. I'm sorry, that's going to favor the customer. So the customer will leave feeling extremely happy, and therefore they will spend more money, they'll stay longer, and they're going to refer more. And finally, let your employees know that you have their backs when it comes to offering the over-the-top service that it's going to take to create raving fans. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and that's always a good thing. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. You know what? Next week, I think we're going to talk about referrals, how to get referrals, what a formal referral program looks like. We're going to have a lot of fun. Until next week, until next episode, go out and do something nice for somebody, folks. All right. You take good care.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.